talking about helping others climb up higher, I'll tell you, there's a lot of things, amen, about those things in the Bible, amen, about getting higher in the Lord. I tell you, that's my desire, amen. I thought there he began to mention about Zacchaeus climbing in the tree.
Right.
Amen. And how, amen, he wanted to get just a little bit higher, just higher, to see the Lord as he passed by.
Yes.
Amen. I feel like telling you, amen, this week, I feel like the Lord's wanting you to just come up a little bit higher. Amen. I thought I heard a story years ago. And I'm just going to kind of wait out here a little bit. Amen. I'll get to my message. Amen. If the Lord wants me to. I'll tell you, I really feel like God just wants some people to step out here tonight. Amen. And get a touch in their body. I really feel that. I feel like he's already touched some.
Yeah.
Amen. I really do.
Come on.
Amen. I felt the witness. Amen. Here tonight as the Holy Ghost swept through.
Yes.
Amen. But I thought, Zacchaeus climbed up in that sycamore tree. Amen. Just to get a little bit higher.
Yes.
Amen. To see the Lord as he was passing by.
Yeah.
And I thought we heard the story here how that those four bore that bed. Amen. And took, amen, their friend up. Amen. On top of that roof just to get him up there. There was no room for them.
Yeah.
Amen. In that house. Amen. And I begin to think about another place in the Bible. Amen. In Acts chapter 2. Amen. Where, amen, he told them, amen, to go tarry in Jerusalem till they be endued with power from on high. Amen. What are you getting at, Brother David? Well, amen, there was an upper room in that place. Amen. A higher place in God. Amen. And I feel like telling you in this place here tonight, there is higher ground. Amen. For some of you to climb up onto. Amen. To have a deeper experience in God. Amen. I feel like there's some of you is just scratching the surface. And some of you may just be learning about this, which is perfectly fine. Amen. But I want you to know there's deeper waters. There's higher heights. Amen. There's things in God. Amen. That he's wanting us to experience, Brother Tommy. I thought, amen, I heard this story years ago about a man. Amen. He said he went and to a library. Amen. He began to check out all these books in this library. And he said, I found many, many gold nuggets, many things that I've never heard of or read before. Amen. I'm talking about Bible books, you know, books written by men, moved on by the Holy Ghost. He said, I begin to just look at these things. And he thought, I thought, man, I'm leaving here with some treasures. And he said that it amazed me, amen. But he said, when I went to check out, he said, I took my books and he said, I set them up there for him to check me out. And said, there was a man there and he stood across and he looked at me and he said, hey, amen. He said, well, are you happy with what you found? He said, yeah. He said, I'm thrilled. You know, there's some great things that I have here. He said, that man told me, he said, that's just the first story. He said, there's a whole nother room upstairs. Amen. And he said, I took, amen, and that man took me up there and he showed me around. And he began to take me and show me all these books. And he said, I was happy before, but man, he said, I was really happy then. He said, I thought, well, how can it get any better than this? And he said this, he said, that man said, well, he said, I got good news for you. He said, there's another room on upstairs. Hey man, there's more for you on upstairs, another level. I feel like telling somebody in this place, hey man, there's more for you, amen, than what you've God already tonight. I thank God for what we felt. I said, I thank God for what we felt in this place. The power of God, the healing virtue. I felt it sweep through this place. Amen. But I feel like telling you, if you'd move on up just a little bit more, you'd be amazed at what God, amen, has in store this week for this church. I feel like saying it again. I feel like you just scratch the surface on what God really wants to do.
Yes, yes.
Oh my, let Get your hands and magnify God in this place. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's more upstairs. Amen. There's higher heights to gain. Amen. I'm telling you, there is something about the touch of the Lord. I said there is something about the touch of the Lord. Amen. I thought as this brother began to talk about things, amen, how the Lord has touched, amen, and how that God has healed. I know, brother, this is different first night of revival. I'm telling you, man, I feel like just telling some people, God would like to heal us on this first night. God would like to, amen, save on this first night. God would like to fill with the Holy Ghost on the first night. God would like to take care of that mind trouble on the first night. I'm telling you, amen, I feel the witness in my soul that God, amen, is wanting to do some mighty things. I'm telling you why the water's troubled. I said why the water's troubled. Why there's a pool to the pool. My friend, I'm telling you what I do. I get out of my pew and I make my way and I go where the water's troubled and ask God to help us.
Yes, God.
Oh, my. Hallelujah, it's different, I know, amen. You don't think I'm crazy right now. I feel like praying for some people again, Brother Tommy. Amen, I feel like the touch of the Master is here. I thought, amen, I debated on even saying this tonight, amen, or not. Amen, but I thought, amen, I've seen some great things happen over the years. Amen, I thought, amen, some of you may have heard my story. I don't know. Amen. And I thought years ago, I'm just sitting here trying to think in my mind, probably almost 18, 19 years ago. Amen. I was sick, got sick in the hospital, Brother Evans. And I thought, amen, I had knots that come up in my veins. Amen. They were, there was some kind of infection that set up in my bloodstream. I thought I had knots, Brother Tommy, in my veins. And I thought I got so sick, amen, they took me to the hospital. Amen, the first time I was in there, I think it was almost 3 months in that hospital. Amen, I thought they finally diagnosed me. When they diagnosed me, they said, he's got the opposite of what's called mono. And said, amen, we're going to treat him. He's going to start getting better. Well, they started treating me. I started getting better. They released me from the hospital. I was a young man. Amen. I still feel like I'm pretty young. But I was a lot younger then. Amen. But I thought, amen. Hallelujah. I thought they released me from the hospital. And so, amen, what I thought I needed to do was go back to work. I had bills coming due. Amen. Some of you know what that's like. Amen. But I thought, amen, when they released me from that hospital, I went right back to work. When I went back to work, I relapsed. Amen. In the middle of a school, tearing down a wall with a sledgehammer. Amen. And I relapsed. Amen. And when I relapsed, I was way worse than I was the first time. I thought I spent almost another 3 months in that hospital. Amen. And whenever they, I thought a nurse come in every day, they would take tubes of blood out of me. Every single day, they would take these little vials of blood. Oh, I feel like preaching just for a few minutes. Stay with me. I feel like God's going to come to this place and help us here. Amen. 8 vials. Amen. That little vials of blood. And I thought, I began to ask that nurse one day. I said, ma'am, are they figuring anything out? She said, no. That's why we're taking this blood. We're trying to test this blood. Try to figure out what was wrong with it. What's wrong with it? I said, ma'am, if you would, I said, you may not understand this, but I just got saved, Brother Tommy. And I said, ma'am, if you would you let me go home? Amen. Whatever happens, I'm prepared to meet God. I got saved. Amen. I'll never forget it. Amen. She said, I don't have the authority to let you go, but let me get a doctor in here. It was on a Sunday, Brother Tommy. Amen. And a doctor come in. That was a miracle, I feel like, in itself. Amen. And I thought that doctor come in there, and I began to talk to him. I said, sir, if you would, I make things right with God, I'd like to go home. You see, I wasn't always this big, brother. Hey, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I got down to where I was about 150 pounds. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, your skin, your bones, just getting down there. Amen. Losing weight. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, all of a sudden, amen, that man said, I'll tell you what. He said, I'm going to let you go home and only on one condition. He said, I want you every day until you're not able to come back in here anymore. He said, I want you to come back in here and I want to test your blood and I want to try my best to help you to figure out what was wrong with you. I said, okay, you got a deal, sir. Amen. On a Sunday, they released me from that hospital. I walked into Locust Grove, my home church. And when I walked in, there was a man standing up here in the front. We came in late. I couldn't help it. Amen. This guy at the hospital. Amen. Come in late. Amen. And I thought a man was standing up there, and he said, I feel like having somebody stand in Brother David's place. His back was turned to me. My pastor smiled. He said he just walked in the door. Let him come up here and get prayed for. I told him, and I walked up to the front. They anointed me with oil. I stood there begging and calling on God. And I can't tell you, amen. Amen. I can't just say that God healed me right then. And because I don't feel that way. And some of you, no doubt. Oh, man. Let me just preach this a little bit. I thought some of you come time and time again, and it seemed like nothing seemed like it's happening. Amen. But I want to tell you, won't you take a dip one more time? Amen. And see what God will do. And I thought as I stood there praying, amen, I stepped back on that front pew. Amen. I sat probably about here at that time, and I sat back, and there was a sister come up there to get prayed for. And I thought when she come up there to get prayed for, Brother Tommy, I stretched my hand towards her, and all of a sudden the power of God come tumbling down upon me. And I thought as I was standing there, I was slumped over like this. Amen. Shaking uncontrollably. Amen. And all of a sudden I started pouring sweat. And them knots that were in my arm, hey, they turned to sweat and they rolled out on the ground. And I never went back to the doctor one time. Amen. Why was it? I'll tell you why. It was the touch of the Master. It was the touch of the King. And I'm telling you about the same touch that's come by here this place this night. Amen. And I'm telling you, the same God that I serve, I've got good news for you. That's not just my God. That's your God. That's your God. That's our God. And He's came to heal. He's came to feel. He's came to deliver. And I feel the unction of the power of God.
Oh, they look good.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Holy Lord.
Hallelujah. I really felt like tonight, amen, that I could have passed this mic around before I ever got up here. And I could have been here, heard the testimonies of what God's done here tonight.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm telling you, our faith,
yes.
Amen, our faith, amen, is going to have to be put into action. Because faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. Oh, my brother Troy, I remember the last time I was here, brother. Amen. You was having trouble. You may still be having trouble. I don't know. Amen. But I come to tell you, brother, why don't you do like Naaman done and get right out here in the river of life? Amen. And I'm telling you, you may have dunked six times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I feel like telling you, you may be standing in the middle of the river. Amen. Need to take another dip. I'm telling you today. 15 years ago. That same power is in this place tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my. You believe that? Lift your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, my.
Jesus.
I'll tell you how powerful. I don't know. I may have to preach about this some this week.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. I'll tell you about how powerful the touch of the Master is.
Come on.
Amen. One day in the city called Nain, amen, there was a funeral possession going on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Y'all with me? Amen. There was a funeral possession that was taking place.
Yeah.
Amen. And as they walked by, amen, as they were passing, as Jesus come into that city, amen, I'm telling you, I can just see him as he looks up there and he sees that poor little widow woman. Amen. Everything she had, amen, had been taken away. Her husband, amen, the only thing she had left was that poor little boy. And here he is now, a young man, the Bible said, and he was dead. And they were on the way to the graveyard with him. Amen. But all of a sudden, something happened. Jesus, amen, stepped on the scene. And I like what the Bible said. Amen. The Bible said that he had compassion upon her. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, I believe in the compassionate love of Jesus. Don't you? Amen. I'm telling you, there's nothing like that compassionate love that he has. Amen. But he saw them as they were taking her only son. Amen. To put him in the ground. Amen. And he tells her something. Amen. As they're walking with the amen, casket. Amen. He begins to tell her something. He said, ma'am, weep not. Weep not. Hallelujah. I'm just gonna tell you. Let me slow down.
Come on.
I'm just going to tell you,
Jesus.
Amen. I don't know if she had ever met Jesus. I don't know if she had ever heard of Jesus. I don't know what she knew. Amen. But this I do know. Amen. If my only son had died, amen, and I had a stranger telling me to weep not, I just tell you, I kind of feel like I would have responded. I would have probably just looked at this man like, what are you talking about? What are you trying to get at? I'm taking my son, my only son, and I'm fixing to put him in the ground, and you're telling me, don't you weep, don't you cry. Amen. Everything's going to be all right. This guy's crazy. Amen. But can I tell you something? Jesus done something. One thing. He touched the casket.
Hallelujah.
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 I said he touched the casket. And brother, when he touched it, those men that were carrying that casket, they stopped right where they were. Hallelujah. I said they stopped right where they was. Amen. And Jesus told that young man, he said, arise. Amen. I'm telling you today, I feel like I came out and knocked that young man. I was dead in sin. I said I was dead in sin. I was on my way to hell. The devil wanted to box me in, put me in a casket, and but thanks be to God that he touched my casket. I said he touched my casket, and now I'm alive. Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord.
Oh, my.
Hey, Lord.
I got to tell this.
Hey, Lord.
Oh, my. I tell you, I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm trying to be too long. I'm telling you, Brother Troy.
Oh,
amen.
Jesus.
I'm just like to bombard the devil's plans.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. I said, Brother, I'd like to bombard the devil's plans. Amen. You see, amen. If we listen to the devil, he'd already have us boxed in. Amen. It's 6 feet beneath the ground. Hallelujah. I thought, amen, I was preaching at a church a little while back. I feel like I need to share this.
Hello.
Amen. Probably. Amen. I got a thing in here in my Bible. Some of you may have seen me do this. Oh, hallelujah. I thought, amen, I was preaching at a little church. Thank you, Brother Tommy. Woo.
Jesus.
I was preaching at a little church down in Paducah, Kentucky. I don't even know if it's been a year. Has it been a year? It may have been. Huh? Yeah. I thought a year or so ago, all revival, I don't like this. I don't even like sharing this stuff. I feel like I give the devil almost too much glory right here.
Come on, come on.
But that whole revival, it was fought. Amen. Fought, I mean, I'm telling you, I ain't trying to put no feather in my cap, but I fasted and prayed just as much as for it as I had any other revival. Matter of fact, I prayed more, amen, because of how much the enemy was fighting.
Yes.
Amen. And I thought one night, amen, in the middle of the night, amen, the Holy Ghost woke me up. Amen. It spoke to me. And this is what it said. Son of man, can these bones live?
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Holy God.
And I thought, man, Lord, are you wanting me to preach on that? What were you trying to tell me? I'm telling you, I sit up in the bed, troubled in my mind. Amen. Trying to figure out what the Lord was talking about. Amen. I said, Lord, would you have me to preach that? I felt the power of God come on me about preaching about this. Well, I didn't know this, amen, but I thought I'd begin to tell. Amen. How, amen, message about the city of Nain there. Amen. And I began to tell about Ezekiel and them dry valley of dry bones. Amen. And how them dry bones begin to walk around. Amen. And I thought, amen. Hallelujah. I thought I preached the best I could. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen. Amen. The service ended. Amen. We went out of that service. That pastor invited me over to his house. We was sitting around. We was eating. They were feeding us, treating us good, fellowship. Nothing wrong. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. Nothing wrong with them people. Nothing wrong with us. Amen. Just was the enemy fighting. Amen. And I thought as we sat there and talked to that pastor about the time I was fixing to leave. Brother Tommy, I was walking out that door and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost hit me and I turned around to the pastor. And I said, buddy, in just a few days, we're going to know what the Holy Ghost was talking about. Amen. And I walked out of that house. Amen. And I'm telling you, I got home. Amen. Went to prayer meeting on a Monday night. Amen. At my home church. Amen. And I walked in. We began to take up prayer requests. All of a sudden, my phone rang. And I knew when I looked down and it was my wife that it was something serious, or she wouldn't have been a calling me. And I thought, she said, David, she said, pray, Jesley's been shot. And I said, you kidding me? She said, I don't know the details. She said, but he's been shot. Did I tell this here? Amen. And I thought, as I began to pray for him, amen, all of a sudden, brother, I'm telling you, it was only me and one other brother that night at prayer meeting. Amen. And I thought, amen, when me and that brother knelt down, I felt the Holy Ghost come into that place. And I began to hear him speak in tongues. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, right in the middle of the night, how the Holy Ghost spoke to me. It came right back and said, son of man, I say, can these bones live? Hallelujah. And you know what I done? I threw my hands in the air. Amen. I said, Lord, thou knowest. Amen. That's the only thing I knew how to say. Thou knowest, God. Amen. And can I tell you, I felt a witness that Jesley was going to live. I thought, amen, time went by. Amen. A few days went by. Amen. Well, let me say this. They called an ambulance. Amen. Out there, Paducah, Kentucky. You ever been out? Amen. In Cunningham, Kentucky. I don't know if some of you know where that is. But Cunningham is probably 35 minutes from Paducah. And it is probably further than that to a hospital. So it took them that long to get there. And this little boy, I'll just tell you what happened. Him and another boy was playing with blow darts. Amen. And I thought, amen, I got a picture of this dart. Amen. And they actually took this orange cap off this dart. You can see this broad head there on that dart. And they took them in them caps off of them darts, and they put them in them boat guns, and they were shooting each other with just the caps. Well, one of the boys run over and he grabbed a hold of one of them and he blew it at Jesse. And when he blew it, brother, that dart come out of that gun and went right into his left ventricle up his heart. Amen. And he laid there upon the ground, quit breathing. They went to praying. Amen. And when they went to praying, amen, all of a sudden he came back to breathing. And he woke up and he started talking to them. Amen. Blood leaking everywhere. Amen. They get him in the ambulance, rushing to the hospital. Amen. Blood everywhere. Blood leaking. Amen. That doctor, amen, when they get him in the ambulance, amen, that doctor tells them they're trying to give him blood transfusions, but they couldn't pump blood in him as fast as it was coming out. I thought a police officer come out there and he saw a dart laying on the ground covered in blood. Amen. And he said, this boy ain't gonna make it. Amen. He said, amen, here's the dart. And said, amen, he ain't gonna make it. Amen. And I thought, amen, hallelujah, there they was in the hospital. Amen. Put him up on the operating table. Amen. That doctor said, we can't do this operation here. Said, it's too serious. You're going to have to take him down to Vanderbilt, down in Tennessee. Let's lifeline him there. Amen. The helicopter could not land because of the fog. It could not do the work. Amen. So they said, let's take him in the ambulance. No. The ambulance couldn't. It was on another call. That doctor told him, he said, we are not equipped to do a surgery like this. And said, I have never seen anybody in my whole life live from a shot. Amen. From a wound in the heart like that. Amen. And they said, they took him, put him on that gurney. He said, I've got to do surgery now, or he's not going to have any chance at all. They put him up on that gurney. He looked at his pastor, and his pastor, he told his pastor, he said, when I get out of here, me and you's going fishing. That pastor told him, he said, all right, buddy, anything you want. His daddy was a sinner. Hey, I'll feel the unction of the Holy Ghost. His daddy come down there. He, amen, he told his daddy, he said, daddy, all I want is when I get out of here, is for you and me to go to church together. Hallelujah. Can I tell you this? Hey, God's got a crazy way of doing things sometimes. Hallelujah. I thought they took that boy there. They operated on him. Amen. And can I tell you, when he come out of surgery, his blood pressure was fine. He was stable. And he's alive tonight. How can I tell you? The devil said it's over. The devil said it's over for some of you. It's done. But I'm telling you, amen, I'd like to see God. I'll put the horse in reverse. I'd like to see God stop that coffin from walking. I say God can do it here tonight. I say God can do it here in this place tonight.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Would you stand with me across this house? Lift your hands towards heaven if you're able to. I got this.
Jesus.
I brought this so you can see it.
Praise you, Lord.
Police officer was wrong. Two ways he was wrong, Brother Troy. Number one, that boy did live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number two, the dart wasn't the one on the ground. Here it is in the left ventricle of his heart. This is a real, amen. Now this is a copy, but this is a copy of the real X-ray. I want you to know this. This is real. This ain't make-believe.
Holy.
Pray for me, honey, right here.
Holy, Lord.
Doctor said there's no way. I'm telling you, when that doctor got that surgery done, they had to transfer him because that hospital wasn't even equipped, amen, to take care of him after the surgery. Amen. A little band-aid, you know, hospital. Amen. It's just what it is, you know. And I'm not, they just do what they can do. Amen. But I'm telling you, I want to tell you what God, amen, done for that boy. Amen. When he walked in the door of that hospital, amen, I'm telling you, they looked at him. Amen. And that doctor, the big hospital, told me, amen, he come out there to that family, he said, I want to ask you a question. He said, who did you say did this surgery? He said, the men at Paducah Hospital. Amen, that doctor told him. He said, no, let me hear that again. He said, who done that surgery? Amen, he said, the men at Paducah Hospital, Dr. So-and-so. And that doctor, without missing me, said, no, he didn't. He said that surgery, amen, is not able to be done at Paducah Hospital. There was a higher hand, amen, that was involved. Hallelujah. There was a higher hand, amen, that was involved in doing that surgery. And my friend, I feel like telling somebody, amen, the devil like to box you in, amen, roll the dirt over you. But I feel like God is saying today, son of man, can these bones live? Thou knowest. I said, God, I put the hearse in reverse. I turned this thing around one more time.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord.
Holy, holy.
I want to share this and I'm
going to
quit. Honey, come
over here. Jesus.
That doctor said, we can't believe how good you're doing, son. We want you to go back to the doctor. You can just go back there that you did your surgery and check in with them.
Jesus.
Oh, my. You know what happened? Jessely walked in the door to that hospital when that man done that surgery. Can I tell you what a doctor did? He started bawling his eyes out. And he said, son, I can't take credit for this. You are a miracle child. I'll be like, man, I'm telling you, I got to slow down right here. Because I feel the unction. Lift your hands right here. I feel the sweet Holy Ghost in this place. Spiritually speaking, I feel like some of you have been hit right in the heart. And it may, can I tell you this? That was Jesse's own friend that accidentally shot him.
Holy.
Woo! I feel the power of God right now running all over my soul. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes it's the people that we love the very most that hurt us sometimes. Woo, the very most that can cause wounds and damage. But brother, I feel like telling you tonight, sister, I feel like telling you in all my heart, don't you go to the grave with that in your heart. Amen. Let God turn that hearse around. Let God turn that thing around. I feel the touch. I said, I feel the touch of the Master. I feel like he's wanting to touch that coffin. I feel like the coffin is about to stop walking. I feel like God is wanting to raise you up above that hurt, above that heartache, above that sickness, above that sin. Hey, I'm telling you, come to the shoulder right now while you got the chance, while you got the opportunity. I feel the glory of God. I feel the love of God. Would you come? I feel like there's more in this place. Amen. God's wanting to put the hearse in reverse. God's wanting to turn it all around.
Hey, Lord.
Oh, my.
Hey, Lord.
Come on, come on.
Come on, sister.
Oh, my.
Nothing to be for my God.
Power to rise. of the enemy. I'm nothing to be for my God. Oh, nothing to be for my God. Oh, no, nothing to be for my God. I'm not gonna be discouraged. I'm not gonna be dismayed. Cause nothing's to be for my God. Nothing's to be for my God. No, no, nothing.